美国人似乎有不少用眼睛这个字，也就是英文里的 eyes 这个字组成的成语和俗语。当你在交通十分拥挤的情况下开车的时候，你的眼睛会张得大大的，注意看周围是否有危险的情况。美国人有一个常用的俗语用来形容这种情景。
To keep one's eyes peeled. Peeled is spelled P-E-E-L-E-D. To keep one's eyes peeled. To keep one's eyes peeled.
To keep one's eyes peeled. 实际上就是提高警觉的意思。住在华盛顿的人经常会说
The Beltway is very dangerous to drive on, especially during the rush hour. So be sure to keep your eyes peeled when you change lanes to pass one of those big trucks they call 18-wheelers.
这句话的意思是在环绕华盛顿地区的这条高速公路上开车是非常危险的，特别是上下班交通最忙的时候。所以当你要改换车道超过那种18个轮子大卡车的时候，你可一定要十分警觉。有的时候那些做坏事的犯罪的人也会用 to keep one's eyes peeled 这个俗语，下面就是一个例子。
Joe, I'm going to have to drill this lock out of the door for us to get in. The drill will make some noise, so keep your eyes peeled for the cops.
这个罪犯在作案的时候对他的同伙说，乔伊，我得把这门上的锁钻下来，这样我们才能进去。我钻的时候会有声音，所以你得睁大眼睛注意看有没有警察。要是你老是很警觉的话，也就是老是 keep your eyes peeled， 你就可能会避免受人蒙蔽。美国人经常说
To have the wool pulled over one's eyes. To have the wool, wool, W-O-O-L,pulled over one's eyes. To have the wool pulled over one's eyes. To have the wool pulled over one's eyes.
To have the wool pulled over one's eyes. 这个习惯用语的意思就是蒙蔽某人。美国是一个自由贸易的国家，但是在做生意的过程中，受骗也是经常发生的。下面有关一位黄先生的例子就能说明问题。
Poor Mr. Brown, his partner certainly pulled the wool over his eyes. He had no idea the partner was stealing all the profits until the man suddenly left town.
这句话的意思是，可怜的黄先生，和他合伙的人肯定欺骗了他。黄先生一直不知道那个人在偷偷地把赚来的钱放到自己的口袋里去。直到那个人突然一走不返，这才使他恍然大悟。To pull the wool over one's eyes, 这个俗语也可以用在其他方面，下面就是一个例子。
I won't vote for that politician again. I've seen him pull the wool over the eyes of the voters with lots of promises, but he never carries them out once he gets into office.
这句话翻到中文就是说，我不会再投那个政客的票了。我已经看到他向选民们许了好多愿来蒙蔽他们，但是一旦他当选以后，他所做的保证一个也没有兑现过。